and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see?
Do the fly. Do the fly. Ain't that a fine way to begin a show?
What happened to the cart deck? It ain't lighting up like it oughta.
How's the mic mix?
Hey,
who's in charge of the cart deck? Get the cart deck guy over here.
Oh, okay, I see.
Anyway, this is the Hound, and we've gotten off to a bad start. This is WFMU East Orange. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, goodness had nothing to do with it.
You ain't kidding. Anyway, that was Ward Darby and the Raves with Safari. We were Tony March and the Rockets Showdown. Hey, he wasn't kidding about this mic. They got us down in the bunker today because we're getting ready for the marathon, and this mic is breath shy.
Yeah, talk
about the smell in the dark.
Rising up, maybe like, you know, Jesus or something.
Yeah, the Roving Gamblers do the fly. Dawn in the Galaxy, Sundown. We open up with the Busters and Bust Out. And what do we got
for you
today?
That's it from us. If the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise.
Yes.
Bye. See you here next week.
All right, we got a lot of things to get to today. We have the poultry section of the show by popular request.
How about it?
The Hillbilly Hangover and Blues Hangover as usual. The Vom Set, a State of the Vibe report at 4:30.
Notice how eager to please we get request-wise when it comes close to marathon time.
Yeah. Fertility Rites of the Jungle music coming up a little later.
So oil yourselves now.
Favorite.
Big piles of Cretinous rock and old 45s. Knuckleheads in the news.
Il Bruce. For the helpless.
Miss Sally.
Hey, hey.
Unctuously yours, folks.
And Denwatt will rise tomorrow, push the big stone out of his cave.
He's wearing his Waylon Jennings gimme cap, just like the Crown of Thorns.
Yeah. Possibly shave, even.
Hopefully Denwatt will be back in the next few weeks.
Roll the stone back and see whether he sees his shadow.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's just kick it off with one of our biggest request items, orange peel.
I can do it all for you, folks.
something I know nothing about. Next Sunday, which is Blue Monday, there'll be a dance at the Union Hall for everybody who can't out of 10. The 40 ain't for me at all. Refreshments are free for nobody, and everybody will pay at the door. There'll be plenty of seats for nobody, and everybody will sit on the floor just twisted. You got me twisted. I'm twisted. You got me twisted. You got me rocking and a rolling and a talking all out of my head. Just twisted.
To prove, Mr. Everett, we'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Yes, I know my way around. Yes, I'm a local hound. Yes, I know my way around. Well, I'm a local hound. I'm the baddest dog in town. When you see me snooping round with my nose out on the ground, I'm trying to find a new trail, and you can bet I never fail. Well, I'm a local hound. I'm the baddest dog in town. I want to warn you, pretty cat, stay out of my way, 'cause I'm a bad dog, kitty, and for the world I don't play. Well, I'm a local hound. Did you hear me what I said? Did it, did it, did it, did it. Look at you, you smart fox. Don't you try to get away. I got a spear behind me, baby, and I'll run you all day. And if you cross the state line, I'll be crossing right behind. I'm a bad dog, baby. 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 Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Much better. Well, thank you, Dave, for fixing the cart deck. WFMU, we're back. This is The Hound, and that was requests, each and every one. The Del Royals, A-Bomb Bop, Mojo Watson, Love Bloodhound, Johnny Emilio, Juke, Cookie and the Cupcakes, I'm Twisted, and the Rockefellers, Orange Peel.
So now you know.
Now you know. And I guess we shall proceed on with Knuckleheads in the News. Il Brooch, Miss Sally, draw straws.
Hey, hey.
Flip a coin.
Flip a straw.
Easter bunny shoot. How's that?
Oh.
Wellington, New Zealand.
Topical, ugly, and humorous.
A South Island town plagued by tens of thousands of rabbits is planning a mass shoot of the plentiful pests on Easter weekend. The town of Alexandria, which calls itself the rabbit capital of the world, will offer cash prizes to teams of hunters that shoot the most rabbits in a 28-hour period.
Blast a bunny.
Hey.
Win a prize.
The booty will be counted Saturday night at the town's Easter Festival, with the winning team receiving $320 U.S. I'm glad they did that for us, and a trophy. I guess maybe a big chocolate bunny?
Yeah, a trophy with the head bit off.
Rabbits were introduced to New Zealand and Australia by European settlers and have no natural predator in either country, except maybe humans?
Until this weekend. Yeah, I vote for the Easter bird this year.
Yeah.
See what it drops. From the kids are rottener than ever, really, Desk. From Miami, three elementary school students found a pair of hypodermic needles on the ground and jabbed seven of their classmates with them, prompting police laboratory technicians to conduct AIDS tests of the victims Monday. Students at Allapattah Elementary School found the used syringes behind a grocery store where drug dealers are known to congregate, police said. So after classes Wednesday, they jabbed two other students in the thumb and thigh, then returned to the school playground and stuck five others.
Ooh.
Wow.
Principal Harold Jones said he sternly reminded the school Monday of the risk of needles and drug paraphernalia, and the three boys have been disciplined, are being disciplined. They won't be suspended or expelled, and says here a team of five psychologists went to the school Monday to counsel them.
How many psychologists does it take?
Once again, I'd like to put forth my plea for capital punishment in the schools where it's needed most. Oh, boy.
Kids are rottener than ever.
Let's go through the renouncements one time. Let's see.
What's to renounce, Hoss?
Well, this Il Bruch and the A-Bones, along with the great Gaylord, at the beginning of the big combo series at the Knitting Factory this Wednesday. We have tickets for that to give away a little later. And, the Knitting Factory, that's a place I've never set foot in. I always considered that enemy territory.
Like on policy, yeah. It's like Athens, Georgia, and the Knitting Factory, places we don't go.
Yeah, Mr. T has taken over Wednesday nights. The big combo series, when it was at Folk City a few years ago, was about the hottest ticket in town.
It was a riot.
And Wednesdays are a good night to go out in New York. So,
why not?
We have tickets for that a little later.
Starts at 9 o'clock. It's us, and then us backing up the great Gaylord, and it all starts with Ben Vaughn's excellent punk rock band, Pink Slip Daddy.
Right.
And you get to see the squat. What
did
you want?
Let's see. Tonight, Laverne Baker is at the Village Gate. The Reverb Mofos are over at Maxwell's Roscoe. We'll be getting to the Roscoe Reverb Mofos controversy a little later.
Oh, boy. Stir it up.
Got volumes on that.
I don't know much else going on. I guess it's a holiday week. There's really not a whole lot else to do. There's sort of a shortage of fun.
Get crocked and stumble around.
Yeah. Thanks to everyone who showed up at the Og benefit last night and donated their money to our poor pal, Ognier. And I believe it is time for Blues Hangover with, let's kick it off, Jerry McCain.
So,
what do you suppose the control
kneel
for
at the bowl,
is?
Folks.
WFMU, East Orange. 2, 3. Mr.
Jerry?
McCain, you're on.
About to make me lose my mind. Yes, my next door neighbor. About to make me lose my mind. They knock on my door and let me want to borrow something all the time. Borrow the broom, I borrow the mop, they want to know all the time. They borrow the clock, they want to borrow some lard and a piece of meat. They want to borrow some sugar, make the coffee sweet. They want to borrow some money until payday. They want to borrow the liniment, they'd rather pay me away. Oh, my next door neighbor, about to make me lose my mind. They can't knock on my door, and they want to borrow something all the time. They want to watch the fight, try to pay for winter. They borrow my television, come back and get my engine. They borrow the lawnmower, they borrow the legs for fame. They bought a bag of clean and the garbage can. They bought a knife, forks, spoon, and plate. They bought a counter off the wall to keep up with the day. Oh, my next door neighbor, about to make me lose my mind. They can't knock on my door and let me want to buy something all the time. Word. We want to borrow a suit, the paragraph for in. I stood up there and I shook my head. So I believe you people would borrow from the dead. I stepped aside and I said, walk right in. Cause if I was a devil, you want to borrow a sin. Oh, my next door neighbor, about to make me lose my mind. They can't knock on my door and they want to borrow something all the time. If it ain't this, it got to be that. If it ain't you, it got to be a hat. Oh, my next door neighbor, about to make me lose my mind. They can't knock on my door and they want to buy something all the time. Get out! to make me do my mind. You can't knock on my door and let no one
apart. Yes, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else. Night before, we got drunk last night, man. Yes, that night before. Come home telling me, yes, I'm gonna get drunk some more. Woman, I'm talking about man in my face. Don't want no jicky woman, I'm talking about man in my face. It's a whole lot of women just ran to take her place.
Some pretty girls in New York, and some ugly ones. I'm not going to point you out. You know who you are. I'm sitting up there trying to look better now. There's some ugly kids here in New York. Why? Because there are ugly parents here in New York. The ugly kids come from ugly parents. You think I'm lying? Follow an ugly kid home and see don't somebody ugly open the door for him.
Oh.
I told you to relax here, didn't I? Who'd you expect to find here tonight? Father Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big time pimps. They ain't working no well. Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book, that's pimping.
Now you got to love me, little girl. Love your daddy right. Early in the morning, little girl, I mean it late at night, but hey, let good gal get you here. Ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. So if you wanna leave me, baby, help you on your way, here is my hand. Good night, good luck, and good day, but hey, ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. Seem like days. If you don't want me, goodbye, little girl, and on your way. And hey, let good gal catch you out. Ain't home telling what poor little Lucy may do.
I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
back in the States.
Well, there you go. Today's Blues Hangover.
This
blues
for yous.
This is the Hound, WFMU, and that was Papa Lightfoot, Jump the Boogie. We are Frankie Lee Sims, What Will Lucy Do, Dr. Russ, and Cat Squirrel. Lightning Hopkins, Jakehead Blues, Jerry McCain, My Next Door Neighbor. And up. There we go. That was it.
Man,
so
it really sucks, like, steering the Titanic from steerage down here, man. It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold, and it's dark, and it smells funny.
Mm. And these oars are killing me.
And not to mention building up an entire new set of reflexes for me. Everything's in a different spot.
Yeah, no, new mistakes to learn how to make.
Yeah. We are gearing up for the WFMU marathon.
Yeah, we're complaining as much as possible
there's
now.
There's a memo tacked up on the board there, Han, that says it's to be referred to exclusively as the WFMU 1991.1 marathon.
Wow.
Just shows that people are sort of smoking the upstairs tobacco and thinking about these things.
You know. Anyway, getting back to knuckleheads in the canoes, what's happening out there?
I got some.
Miss Sally?
Well,
Brooch.
Well, a fire.
Go ahead, hon.
Okay.
Go ahead.
A blaze in a parking lot destroyed 97 vehicles at a cook-off staged by firefighters for victims of house fires, officials say. This is in San Antonio, Texas.
Sort of
were they known for
house fireworks display?
Texas is a state of mind.
No kidding. And it can get you admitted to mental hospitals everywhere else.
Investigators speculated a discarded cigarette or hot catalytic converter, touching the dry grass on which the cars were parked, may have triggered the blaze at the third annual Bush's Canned Food South Texas Menudo Cook-Off. Maybe it was the name that did it.
Yeah.
Several firefighters
might have been a fertilizer.
And a few spectators were treated for heat exhaustion and smoke inhalation. But the cookout continued despite the fire.
Well, the smoldering quarter panels, it makes a nice thing for a barbecue.
Yeah, that roast your weenies over.
Speaking of which, nice connective tissue there. A British soldier who had an operation for a skin graft and woke up with his penis amputated is seeking damages from the Ministry of Defense.
No.
Soldier who was 27, was not identified, tried to commit suicide.
We'll call him Hildegard.
He has a phobia of coming into contact with the other sex and lives in social seclusion, said Master of the Rolls.
Whatever sex.
Hearing the appeal case. Ministry of Defense has admitted liability in the case. Unlike our army, would never do such a thing. The sole issue will be apparently the extent of damages.
Well, so to speak.
Put a price on that by the pound. The soldier had consulted the Army Medical Service over a curve in his penis, which rendered sexual intercourse difficult. Tests to establish the extent of this abnormality resulted in his penis becoming infected. He was readmitted to the hospital and on medical advice agreed to undergo a skin graft. Now, while he was under anesthesia, helpless and prostrate before the Lord, surgeons realized a skin graft was impossible and decided to amputate. It needs little imagination to appreciate the psychological trauma of such a revelation, said Lord Donaldson. Well, here at Radio Hound, we have as little imagination as
you want to imagine.
That's what happens when you sign it away in the hospital. You never know.
Yeah, well,
incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Yeah. Ooh. Hey, you know, what
they get paid to be treated like dirt.
With this marathon coming up, the dates...
The WFMU 1991.
Means that we'll be here on April 20th, and Skip Henderson, bless his soul, sent me this invitation to the Robert Johnson Memorial Fund, which takes great pleasure in announcing the unveiling of the Robert Johnson Memorial, Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, Highway 7, Morgan City, Mississippi.
Yeah, so
private
like
ceremony, 11 a.m.
The Sleepy LaBeef thing. If y'all are going to be in the Morgan City, Mississippi area next weekend...
Well, here's the deal. We're going to be here. We can't go. Anybody going to be in Mississippi on April the 20th?
Answer now.
You can Morgan City, Mississippi, and you can have it. You can go. Call 201-678-7743. See Robert Johnson's tombstone before the graffiti is all over it.
Yeah, before it gets illustrated in Rolling Stone.
Yeah. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange, and I believe it is time for the poultry section of the show.
Yeehaw.
And... what better way to start it than with the spark plugs?
Bye. picking. You know I'm picking when I'm picking on the chicken. Yeah, chicken. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Pork chicken, fried chicken, cotton chicken, chicken. Well, my baby, 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 baby. She picking this chicken for me. I said, my baby, baby, baby. She picking this chicken for me. One more time. Yeah, my baby, 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 baby. She picking this chicken for me. Fuck, 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 fuck.
Recording.
I go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra crispy. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty.
No, it's just as finger licking good.
You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. And I found. Chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Start again.
You say credit.
Go ahead.
From head to toe,
do your stuff up on the floor. Do your stuff wherever you go. Do your stuff wherever you go. Come on, baby, do a chicken, chicken walk. Push in and a push out. 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 Push in and a push, 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 push out. Yeah, let's walk, 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 baby.
You have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from, yet tender and juicy. Is that it? Yeah.
That's right,
cheddar.
Cool cheddar is good.
Take two.
Now you have two kinds
of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. But every bit. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Yet every bit is finger-licking good. No, every bit of finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
Rock chicken, 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 rock. Rock chicken, 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 rock. Rock chicken, 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 rock.
kid rock. Rock and chicken, making old man, let's rock.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, that's the poultry section of the show, folks. I know you like it that way.
And a bok bok here.
Scott Wood, Chicken Rock. Counting backwards, Charles Sheffield and the Shoo Shoo Chicken. Hazel Atkins, Chicken Walk. The Olympics, Chicken. The Spark Plugs, also Chicken. And this is the WFMU.
Is called Going Home, isn't it?
No, it's actually, according to the label, it's called Painless Thoughts.
Painless Thoughts.
I've renamed it Chicken. I wonder why.
That's bold of you. I see potential litigation on the horizon.
This is WFMU East Orange.
I see it everywhere.
I'm the Hound. Is that a legal ID if you talk through it? I don't know.
Who cares?
Anyway, getting back to knuckleheads in the news. I like this one. Back to Dallas, Texas.
Not again.
A man traded his 4-year-old boy for a $40 vial of crack, only to have his outraged wife snatch the child back from drug dealers. You know, I thought Texas is where women are supposed to obey their men.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they pushed me around a little bit, but I got him, said the mother, 27-year-old Vanilda Romero. She told the Dallas Times Herald last week, they wanted the money or their stuff, but I didn't have it, so I just didn't have it. To sell a child for $40 to buy drugs, that's incredible. In New York, they go for like 50.
Yeah, more than 40.
Yeah.
Well, he's a skinny kid.
Depends on the kid.
Yeah.
How much?
All his
fingers and toes. How much you think Connor Clapton would get on the crack market?
Burr.
The boy's father was arrested after his wife filed a complaint with police. He was not immediately identified by officials. Anyway, they said the suspect took the boy on a Saturday night, sold him to the drug dealer, and told the mother he was sleeping at a friend's house. And they never spotted the boy in the neighborhood.
Good
with a Nintendo and whatnot.
Yeah. The boy's mother said her husband of 5 years frequently sells and uses drugs, but until this weekend he had never sold any of the four children. He returned home later Sunday and was angry that she had rescued the child. He wanted to take him back again, but I said, no way.
Right up, standing kind of Texas guy.
Yeah, a man who stands by his word.
Well,
I like that.
It's from the sports desk. In Largo, Florida, a large splinter from an opponent's lance lodged in the eye of a Renaissance Festival jouster, leaving him in critical condition, authorities said Tuesday. Lance Murray, what's in a name, 24, remained hospitalized Tuesday at Bayfront Medical Center in St. Petersburg, but would not lose his eye, said Scott Aldevin. With more than 7,000 people watching, Murray was injured Sunday when he and another armored jouster made their first run at each other on horseback during a recreation of the 16th century match. Jousters generally wear about 90 pounds of steel-plated armor from their shoulders to their ankles, including a helmet with a visor. The wooden lance struck Murray's breastplate and broke. A splinter apparently lifted part of his visor and lodged between his eye socket and skull.
I hate when that happens.
When I saw it, that an eyewitness was quoted as saying, sort of.
Anyways,
the old theory that ice hockey is the idea is to hit the goalie in the neck with the puck because that's the only part of him that is protected.
Yeah. Well,
Achilles heel of jousters.
There it is.
Nobody's going to be in Mississippi on April 20th. You're all going to be here for the marathon, huh? And if anybody wants my invitation to the Robert Johnson tombstone dedication at the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, Highway 7, Morgan City, Mississippi, 11 a.m., Saturday, April the 20th, you can have mine because I can't go because I got to do this marathon. Call 678-7743, area code 201, and convince me that you will actually be there.
I wonder what that thing's going to look like. You know, is it going to be like the one picture, yeah, with the derby hat or something?
Well, I'm kind of hoping for something like classy, like Jane Mansfield has, you know, a big purple marble-shaped heart or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
Glitter, maybe?
What do we have coming up? We do have tickets for the A-Bones featuring Il Bruch and Pink Slip Daddy and the Great Gaylord, who will be at
the Knitting Factory. Go figure.
This Wednesday night for the opening of the Big Combo Series, which promises to be good.
Yeah.
And we'll be giving away those tickets a little bit later. So, Bob Turner, pull out your encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm.
And
fair warning, Turner.
Poor
yes.
Bob.
What else do we have? We got lots of requests to get to. We'll get to them. And a Vibe Report at 4:30. Vom set. We still got our Fertility Rites of the Jungle. But right now, I believe it is time for, what do you say, Hillbilly Hangover?
I say yes.
All right.
Dave Dudley.
Now and forever.
Oh, damn.
Some men drink alcohol. Some men drink juices from the vine. But as for me, I'm very simple. Give me coffee every time. Make it warm and make it sweet. Just the way my life has been. Give me coffee, 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 coffee. And let me tell you, you have found yourself a friend. Cincinnati, early in the morning, waiting on an old greyhound. Oh, Macon, Georgia, right around noontime. I'll bring that coffee pot around. Make it hot. Make it now. Put a little cream and sugar in. Give me coffee, 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 coffee. And you have absolutely found yourself a friend. A cup of china, a silver spoon, cream out of a golden can. See that pot? It's percolating. And it's just like music from a band. These old bones, they're tired and weary. But man, you can perk them up again. Give me coffee, 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 coffee. I guarantee that you have found yourself a friend. Yes, sir, you have found yourself a friend. I guarantee that you have found yourself a friend.
Yes, sir, and howdy, folks. How are y'all out there? Give us a great big smile, will you? To me. And folks, let's all smile with the Maddox Brothers Knowles. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as y'all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of them wolves hanging around. Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else.
I've been all around this wide world, nothing I ain't seen. Well, I got a little gal, she's far from being queen. Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else. Pick it, Papa! But she wears my brand. For this little gal of mine, I'd fight most any man.
Get in, friend.
Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else.
That's right, Kitty.
Be no fear of them wolves hanging around. Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else. I've been all around this wide world, nothing I ain't seen. Well, I've got a little gal, she's far from being queen. Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else.
Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
Drunk.
What you say, boy?
Drunk.
I can't hear you, boy.
Drunk.
Did you say drunk?
Drunk.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mean old bottle of tall moonshine, red with wine so mellow and fine. Home all night with the swimming in the head, reach for the pillow, it's a whole darn bed. Drunk.
What you say?
Drunk.
I can't hear you, boy.
Drunk.
Did you say drunk?
Drunk.
Oh, yeah.
It's a low-down dog life spent on a bar. Dust till dawn, and that's where you are. Out on a party, get groovy and tight. Go home and forget to kiss your baby goodnight. Drunk.
Say that again, boy.
Drunk.
Say it again.
Drunk.
Speak up, boy.
Drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Gin is a drink so mellow and slow. Get a little taste if you want some more. Start out walking and just can't go. Reach for the knob at the hall door. Drunk.
What you say, boy?
Drunk.
I can't hear you, boy.
Drunk.
Speak louder.
Drunk.
Oh, yeah. Every Sunday morning my head is sore. Get out of bed and open that door. Whiskey, gin, and wine so doggone fine now, honey. Name for one more time.
Drunk.
Huh?
Drunk.
Huh?
Drunk.
Hi, everybody. It's Buck Owens here. You know you're listening to radio station WFMU. And you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here. You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
Hey,
nothing but a concrete jungle with people packed like sardines, where everybody's trying to live beyond their means, where all the natives hurry and scurry to and fro. But like fleas on a puppy dog, they got no place to go. I wouldn't live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town. Talk about a bummer, it's the biggest one around. Sodom and Gomorrah was tamed to what I found. I wouldn't live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town. Well, I ain't seen the sunshine since the day that I arrived, 'cause brother, I've been busy trying to survive. Nobody knows you've been here till you're 6 feet underground. Then you become a statistic if they remember to write you down. I wouldn't live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town. Talk about a bummer, it's the biggest one around. Sodom and Gomorrah has tamed what I found. I wouldn't live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town.
Well, I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
To the wall, sleeping with my butt. got myself thrown in jail. Can't seem to raise my bail. Sleeping with my foot to the wall. Sleeping with my butt to the wall.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, it's today's Hillbilly Hangover, folks. That was Hank Rotten Jr., my Sleeping With My Butt to the Wall, by numerous requests. Buck Owens, I wouldn't live in New York City if you gave me the whole damn town.
What's my excuse?
I don't know. J.R. and J.W. Brown, Jerry Lee Lewis's cousin and father-in-law and pal, they're drunk. Maddox Brothers and Rose, Ugly and Slouchy. Dave Dudley with Coffee Cubed. And, you know, we're going to have some technical problems today because they got us in, down in the production room. So, you know, Ken called before and said we were real fuzzy. Our voices were fuzzy. That's because we're talking with cotton in our mouths. And
we're going for it.
Yeah. What else is happening here? Let's see.
It's impossible during the Titanic.
Lori's here.
Lori's here. They got us down here.
We're bad.
They stuck us down.
Get used to it.
I'm not going to take it anymore.
So much for first class.
Yeah, so much for the Aloha Lounge.
Bummer.
Oh, man. They can't sound check when we're on the air, though. It's going to leak, I think.
We got problems, folks.
Yeah, we got problems.
Problems.
Well, we can do a Lorious clothing update right now.
Interesting. Post South by Southwest Ensemble.
Oh, that's right. How was your trip?
Lori is sporting some fairly fabulous blue and green plaid pants.
With the zipper not all the way zipped up.
A burgundy paisley halter number, and of course the ubiquitous JD T-shirt underneath.
Southern Rock.
Oh, excuse me, Southern Rock, made to look like a Jack Daniel's.
It's so
label.
Faded.
Well, yeah, honey, bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, huh? The mic is on.
So
can I tell you my story about South by Southwest?
Oh,
I'd be disappointed if you
wouldn't. Sure.
All right. Roscoe's not happy with me, okay?
Yeah.
I saw.
Oh, this controversy is going on. We got a letter from Roy.
Really?
Yeah.
Folks, we'll
Did
explain all this later.
Did he get beat up yet? Because
No, Roscoe doesn't know what he looks like.
And Roy thinks Roscoe's name is Jerome. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. So tell us your story about South by Southwest.
Yeah, well, I was wandering around the Hyatt Regency, and I ran into Roscoe, and he was hanging out with some guy who kind of looked like the colonel. He had to be like a manager, a lawyer type.
No doubt.
And he just started yelling at me about the five report, like... Everybody turned around and was looking.
Lori, Eric drinks.
I got kicked out of the scene forever up there. No. Well, Roscoe was really, really upset. He said that he was running around on Avenue A looking for Roy. He doesn't even know what Roy looks like.
It shows you how much Roy.
And everybody he ran into said, hey, good vibe report. And that made him even more angry.
Yeah,
and
I told him it was good radio. He got real pissed at me.
He was wailing on me, and then the colonel was telling him to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, calm down, son, have a beer. The little lady didn't mean no harm. So I thought it best, you know, not to try to get him to do a clothing update last Saturday because he was still quite perturbed.
Plus, yeah. You would have had to go out to Joe Ely's house to get it done. And
is he still upset with us?
I don't know.
Well, I don't think so.
He hasn't called me all week.
No, he called me a couple of times. We haven't. I haven't seen him since he's been back though. Mm. And we'll probably hear from him in a couple. We have 4 minutes. You know what? Let's get one request out of the way. And then the Vibe Report will probably come in. Send this one out to the newest member of the radio family, Jack Asimov, born yesterday.
Wow.
And that's where
we are.
A request for Jack and the Rippers.
Heart attack! Thank you.
Hello, man. What's your name?
Hootie, Hootie, Hootie. Hootie, Hootie, Hootie. Hootie, Hootie, Sapper Ticker.
Howdy, Hootie, Sapper Ticker.
Hootie, Hootie, Hootie. Hootie, Hootie, Hootie. Hootie, Hootie, Sapper Ticker.
How do you spell it, Hootie Cutie?
H-O-O-T-Y. S-A-P-P-E-R. Ticker, 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 ticker. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, sapper ticker.
Howdy, hootie, sapper ticker.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Oh, I forgot to roll the echo. Could somebody do that for me, please? Two quick requests out of the way, both clocking in under 2 minutes. Barbara and the Boys, Hootie Sapper Ticker. Mm. Wait, let me see it right. Hootie Sapper Ticker.
Mm. Up. Meanwhile.
No, that's not it.
You got it on play, not record. And Jack and the Ripper's Heart Attack goes out to Jack Asimov. And Vibe Report is on the line, and we're down in the production. We're not sure how to even do this. Let's run his Vibe theme.
Wing and a prayer, folks.
Okay, yeah, wing and a prayer. Mr. Roscoe.
Hello, huh?
Aha, I can hear you. They got us down in the production room today, so everything's a little goofy.
So Sally and I can say anything we please, because Eric can't hear us.
It's that weird place downstairs where, like, the only people who venture down there are Laurie S. and Nick Hill when they have their bands on.
Oh, it's with the... It's got a big glass window, but you're all sitting in there in a line like monkeys. And
we're watching.
Something.
We're watching a bunch of men
like
chewing gum in black leather with really big amps.
Yeah, and I don't think you can hear Sally or Bruce. Can you hear them now?
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear them?
I can hear Bruce.
Oh, great! Yeah. Excellent.
Sally hasn't said anything.
Ah,
hey,
so you are paying attention.
I will, though.
So, what's the Vibe Report, Roscoe?
I don't know. I mean, you know, sitting here with Warner, it's a halfway decent day. We're looking out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Groovola.
I have something to call to your attention.
Yeah.
A letter from someone whose blood you're out for. Would you like me to go into this now, or should we save it for off the air?
Well, I'd rather have it off the air because it's becoming a waste of time.
Okay.
You know.
Say so.
A small man and less time spent on him than. You know, even Laurie S.'s embellishments.
So, what else? So, what do we got for a vibe? What's your week been like? I haven't seen you since you've been back from South by Southwest.
Oh, just kind of trying to get a few things straight. You know, get through a couple of business dinners. You know, read through some papers. Do a little humping around.
That sounds like fun.
You know. That has been my week. Actually, just trying to get over South by Southwest, which was pretty good.
I missed you at the Booze Pit last night.
Just by moments.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure.
But I missed Dallas. I should have just stayed there and really got tanked.
You mean you left to see Dallas?
Well, you know, I never watched Dallas until, like, this last year. And then since I moved and I'm down to, like, just the broadcast channels on black and white TV.
Mm-hmm.
The,
Ashes to Ashes.
Dust to Dust.
Yeah, well, it's like the nasty, you can say bitches, right? They say that on Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a poor arbiter to use.
Well, you already said it, so go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, there's a high quotient of that thing on Dallas and on its, sister show on Thursday night, Knots Landing. They're all kind of like lingerie ads.
Alex Quinn's favorite show.
Mm-hmm. I can never get by the hair thing in those shows. There's never hair you see in real life on those kind of TV
Except
shows.
Except if you live in Nashville.
Well, that's because
in the music industry.
It's
oh, sorry, Warner. Oh, man.
Warner's hometown.
Warner's like, oh, no. But, no, those are like the state-of-the-art thing. If you ever watch soap operas, you know, they're real up-to-minute with all the stupid, you know, upscale fashion on top of it, sort of, you know, what they get sent by Ralph Lauren for that episode, blah, blah, blah.
So that's why you
I
watch
think it's
it?
More like Bob
That's
Mackie.
Why I watch it. No, I watch it for the girl fight.
Oh.
Because I don't have a VCR, and I can't just keep replaying that sequence, the five-minute sequence from Barfly over
See,
and over.
I like the cable TV exercise shows for that same reason. You know?
Yeah, they do have a certain tension all their own.
Yeah.
Tension. That's good. Very good.
Hey, man, 750 verbal. Dig it.
You hey, Warner wants to say hi. Here he is.
Mr. Warner Hodges. The new improved Warner Hodges.
Indeed. Man, what's up?
Warner, you sound lighter.
Lighter? Yeah, I lost 24 pounds, man.
Cool, man.
Well, hope you find it.
You
can get drunker on less.
I think you left
cool?
it under the bar stool.
No, actually, probably I'll find it again at some point. Oh man, you know I wanted to get into this. Y'all messing up my man Sko here, man. Y'all keep talking about this guy that upset him down at South by Southwest or whatever, and like, y'all keep turning him into Eric Amble. He gets all serious.
No, we're trying to keep his blood boiling so that when he finally gets the guy, he'll actually follow through.
Oh man, I'm scared he'll kill him. We don't want to have none of that.
Well,
Eric, Portrait of a Serial Killer. We don't want to have any of that stuff. No.
That's why he gets the big money.
Ain't nothing wrong with a guy going after. I mean, he picked up a chair for a couple of three people. It wasn't like it was one guy, so.
What can I say? The music stopped.
And the dude was Irish, and Eric was a little upset about it, so, you know.
Hey.
Nothing wrong with being Irish, but, you know, if the guy was visiting us, we weren't visiting him, so.
Yeah.
So how you guys doing?
Couldn't possibly be any better.
Man, your piece in the paper looked good yesterday. That was a good thing.
Who are you kidding? Thank you. Who'd you have read it to you?
Oh, yes, I know. I went to school in Nashville. Let's just put down Nashville, Tennessee, and Hicks in general, okay?
We try it every moment.
Wait a minute.
Oh, man,
you're
y'all
on gotta
give
turn.
Me a break. My God, you know?
Well, there's drinks in this for you somewhere along the way.
Drink?
You know.
What, y'all serving?
We will be.
I'll be buying if y'all are serving.
You know where to find us.
Easy target.
I just wanted to say hi. I should pass y'all back off to the scope.
Okay, hey, Warner.
Y'all be cool.
Yeah.
See you after dark.
It is cool here.
Are you there, Roscoe?
Yeah.
I heard you got some kind of MC gig tonight.
Oh, yeah.
What's this all about?
What's this all about? You finally got the game show of your dreams?
They were, let's see, what was it about? Warner, they were in need. This band Rockhead is in town.
Oh, Rockhead.
Rockhead.
Excellent!
And so they were in need of a couple of characters to be, like, the, you know, sort of professional drunk in the corner guy, you know. So
a couple of big mouths that aren't afraid of microphones, is that what you're saying?
What?
A couple of big mouths that aren't afraid of microphones.
Yeah, but we're not on the microphone. We're just standing around, you know, so, you know.
Sopping up their beer?
Yeah.
Excellent, cool. And you're getting paid for this.
Yeah.
Man, now that's resume work.
Well, that's a vibe report in itself.
Yeah, so, maybe I'll have a little rundown next week.
It
seems like Rongo's coming into town this week also. We could have the whole gang play somewhere if we knew where to play.
Hey, man, make an album.
If we could get a gig, we could play, but, you know, we're like, we know where we don't want to play.
Mm, I heard that.
And Screamin' Jay got our gigs at the Lone Star.
Oh, well.
Why does he get in this every once in a while?
I don't know. He put a spell on him.
I don't know. Well, anyway.
It's a John Lurie thing.
Okay, Roscoe.
No, those are the vibes. That's the vibe report. Yeah, I think I haven't had a cup of coffee yet, so I apologize for the low energy vibe report. That's been my thing lately. But
it
I think
was a
I'm
beautiful
gonna,
thing. It's nice of you to share.
I'm going to have one, and then I'll be fine. We'll see y'all later.
Okay.
We'll see you after dark.
See you, Roscoe. State of the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen. How does he do it? And
how do he do it?
Now it's time for the Vomp Set. So if you're a new listener and you're confused, this is where it gets really strange. In fact,
this is the part where all of our friends leave the room, actually.
I pulled this one out for Earl Brooch's birthday a couple weeks ago, but he wasn't here for his birthday, so we're going to play it for him now. The MC5.
Started smooth. listen to the sounds of hell.
What's wrong with the card deck? Jeepers creepers.
Why don't you just play the record?
Yeah, I should try that.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Nope. Today's VOM set. The unrestrained use of excessive volume. Oh, what do you hear? The Stooges with Search and Destroy with the drums.
I thought only old records were supposed to skip.
Yeah, well, that is a built-in skip and a lot of tape hiss, but it is the, you know, the mix that we never got to hear.
Yeah, the one they didn't run through the water pipe.
Yeah. Oh, we heard the Sonics and Shot Down. The A-Bones, that gym, the A-Bones will be at the Knitting Factory with the Great Gaylord. Saturday? No, Wednesday. And we got tickets for that to give away in a few minutes. The Trog, Strange Movie. And MC5.
The Partridge Family.
Looking at you, A-squared version. Don't you know? And before that,
I love that song.
The Vibe Report. And, okay, let's. Nobody wants to go to this Robert Johnson tombstone thing down in Mississippi on the 20th, huh? Oh, we can sell it to some rich rock star. Getting back to the news. I like this one. The courts are mulling over a San Francisco court is expected to decide this week if TV cameras should be allowed to cover executions. What do you think, Birch?
I don't know.
It might be better than what's
pay
on TV
view.
Now.
It'd be better than that dumb Tyson fight.
Yeah, I think the government should start making snuff movies. They've pretty much, you know, done everything
else. Into everything else. It's true.
Opening arguments were presented this week in U.S. District Court in Frisco in a suit filed by public TV station KQED. The suit, which was filed against Daniel Vasquez, warden of the California San Quentin prison, asked for TV stations to be granted the same access to executions as print journalists. The station argues that since newspaper reporters are allowed into the death chambers with pads and pencils, news television journalists should be permitted inside with the tools of their trade, namely a video camera.
Yeah, and money.
Yeah, and pads and pencils. Can you
imagine what the ratings sweep week would be like with live executions?
I'd stay home on Saturday
channel?
Night. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Boy,
it's
oh
a defect
boy.
In my personality.
It's following right up on those, you know, those Crime Stopper shows where you call in and rat on your friends.
Yeah, you call in, rat on your friends, and then get to see them get snuffed.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Get to see them baked.
We got any more canoes?
Nah.
I got one.
Okay.
This comes courtesy of, I want to say Cub reporter Eric Asimov, but I guess he's a real reporter, as we found out.
Yeah.
Horse owners up in arms over a series of suspected molestations. Bruce, this comes from your part of the world, Fairfax County.
I'm afraid so. It's good to see the weirdness still flowers.
At least eight mares have been sexually assaulted last year, most recently in February. The horses were assaults took place near the Georgetown Pike and the Potomac River, sometimes in stables, sometimes in fields. Most of them took place late at night. Horse owners in the affluent Great Falls area say the assaults, some involving really vile things done to these horses, leaving them feeling vulnerable and worried about horses that can cost more than $10,000. One family was so unsettled that it resorted to locking up show ponies in a stable outfitted with a sort of intercom used to monitor newborn babies. Wilbur, get out here. Let me keep the record player. More than 110 horse owners and residents met last week in Great Falls George Park with police, veterinarians, and animal control officers to discuss ways to stop the assaults. You know, sometimes maybe the horses were asking for it.
The way they dress.
Walking around with their tails up in the air. Well, I would say the police should look for a really tall guy.
Forensic thinking every time, Hound.
There it is.
Yes.
Well, we know you're off the hook. I've got an alibi, thank God.
Yeah. How about your brother?
He's not tall enough.
All right. Okay. Well, we got tickets for the Knitting Factory. Oh, you got...
Well, I have a Sheenall update, if anyone cares.
Oh, yeah, with the Sheenall.
The one thing the Straight Press does not ever actually wind up doing, follow-ups.
Yeah, right.
We're not straight, and we're not the press.
On the truly inane. Yeah, good point.
Well, if you recall, and even if you don't, the Sheenall was a funnel-type apparatus that was being invented for women to pee in during baseball games and such when they're stopping up the restrooms. Mm-hmm. But Texas has come up with a better idea. Actually, really better, I think. Texas potty parity, not flushed yet. Long waits in lines for women's restrooms, the subject of a Houston criminal trial of a woman who used a man's toilet, could soon diminish. A state Senate subcommittee has approved a bill to improve toilet access for women in Texas. The bill would require a 2-to-1 women's to men's toilet ratio at some large public facilities constructed after January 1st, 1992. This is our government at work here.
It's their government at work.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to give away these A-Bones tickets. It's the A-Bones, the Great Gaylord, as heard on the Howlin' Show, and Pink Slip Daddy featuring Ben Vaughn and a couple of the former Sick Kids. It's at the Knitting Factory, which is on Houston Street in like around Mulberry Mott, somewhere around there. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock.
Tom Milano's, isn't it?
We have two pairs of tickets to give away. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play a record. It's by a famous game show host doing a rock and roll record. You tell me who the game show host is singing, and you win a spot on the guest list for you and your date. So it's area code 201-678-7743. First, there's a little talk, and you can tell by the talking they're talking about Sonny Burgess. And then you'll hear the song, and then you call me with the answer, and then you win, okay? That's 201-678-7743. They're on the line already. Okay, who is this geek singing? Game show host.
That old boy's got a fan to hit the car, you know. Pine. Well, now, you know. And then, like, they get through with 12 bars.
See? Fellas, let me remind you something. Don't laugh, those guys. They're laughing all the way to that bank.
Yeah, I know, man. But, like, you still got to laugh, you know. And, like, here's this band, man, is literally killing people, see. And, like, they get through with the 12 bars, man. They just drum on, man. They're vamping. And the guy, well, now, red-headed woman, you know. And, like, he comes in, like, on red, which is the downbeat, man, like he's cut into 2.5 beats.
And like they're not
falls right in.
The band's not, I mean, the people aren't clapping at what he's saying, man. They're laughing at this bass player over here who's got that thing. He's down on his back, playing on his back, and these other two guys are laying on top of that thing, and they're all standing over there giving it this, you know, doing the grind, you know.
Every number they played, man, the front set is going like
just like this,
you know.
Yeah, oh, man, and those kids standing.
Well, we have two winners already, so Save Your Dimes and WFMU East Orange.
Did you?
Wow. What do you pay, man? 50 bars? Oh, yeah.
Just play it for free.
On the brakes.
Hey, do you sing? Do you sing? Is he singing? Hey, do you sing? Man, like I don't either. Look, you ready?
Yeah, man, why not, you know? Here we go. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Comes the man with the bug in his hand. He got it from a cat playing in the fan. The gun starts screaming and shaking with fright. He jumps out the bug and the mother get right away. Well, he gets the bug, gets on you and you really unwind. Well, you feel like a dog going out of your spine. The bug starts biting and you wiggle and you shake and you scratch and you holler and you look like a snake. Well, do the bug,
up arm and you aim just right. You throw it on another cat and jump out of sight of you. The bugger bop, bugger bop, bugger bop. The bugger bop, bugger bop, bugger bop. I do the bugger bop and have a good time. Good night doing the bop, bugger bop, bop, bop. Well, on when you really unwind, well, you feel like a dog going out of his mind. The bug's got to bite, you bit and you shake, you scratch and you holler at you, look at how you're thinking, well, you need the bug, pop, bug, pop, bug, pop. I need the bug, pop, bug, pop, pop, pop. I need the bug, pop, and you have a good time doing the pop, bug, pop, pop, pop. Now get on him and knock him out, stomp, 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 stomp.
Yes, you all got it right. It was Wink Martindale, folks, and we already gave away the tickets. We had a lot of right answers. Unfortunately, we only had two pair of tickets to give away. But, yes, Wink Martindale. Anyway, let's get back into it with Screaming Joe Neal. Well, a preacher in a pulpit trying to feed the old man, flipping in the brush, doing the rock and roll. Need to know what it's all about. And when the good folks are beating his out, the dad's right around on their toes. They ain't doing nothing but the rock and roll.
Where's that good old bunny hug and turkey trot in Charleston? And what about the karaoke and the bunny hug, huh? Them was dances. You dance your brains out with those kind of steps. Rock and roll.
Doobie wop.
Got a girl with a little
bit of time. Doobie wop.
Tight girl, she sure is fine.
Doobie
wop. I took her out of town just the other time. To keep the world away, I had to stop and rock. But don't you know?
stock market crashes. When we had a crash, we had a crash. Pow, right down to the bottom. All this fluctuating, dropping a point or two, up a point and a half, drive you out of your skull. Rock and roll.
Every time I hug my baby, this is all I can say. My tongue got twisted, little, 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 little,
see baseball played. Yes, sir. If we didn't like a call, we'd get out there and take that ump and bounce his head all over that plate till he made the right call. There was baseball in them times, yes, sir. Rock and roll. You call this beer? Carbonated defrost. Give me another one and compress the head, will you?
Baby, mama, no good son of a gun. She's my baby.
What's the matter? The earth ain't good enough for you? You don't like it here? Get back to where you come from. Rock and roll. 33 and a third record players. 78 ain't good enough? What's the matter? Groove too big for you? Rock and roll.
Here goes that same sad story again. Boy, you know that I know you're telling an unnecessary story. Why don't you be quiet? Be quiet. Don't say another word.
My darling, I need your love to call my own and never do wrong, and to be with you when day is through, and to share with you a love so true. Please say you love me, girl. Why don't you like me, little darling? Please say you love me, little darling.
You all know why he's crying, don't you? It's been 8 long years, and here he is trying to hop a pee and get another hit record. Uh-oh, here it comes again. I better leave here before I lose my job and everything else. I see you.
My dear. It's because I like to watch the funnies on TV and stuff, love stories for darling, or because I like that funny toothpaste commercial for darling, where a guy ends up with no teeth. That's a very funny commercial, oh darling. Why don't you like that commercial, darling? Darling, the turn race the other day, little darling. That was a good turn race, darling. But darling, I get the feeling that you don't like me no more, darling. Please, darling, tell me.
I love the hell, girl. This story and song has been sung and recorded so many times before, I don't believe you've got the message yet. Even, well, just like this. You see, I need you. You know, like the want is the need and need is the want, stuff like that. Yeah. To call my own and try my best not to do you wrong. To hold in mind your big unwashed, wash your hands. In other words, you have got your back. And I know right now that I've got to love again, or I'll knock you right in your big, wide, snag-billed mouth. Do you hear what I say, woman?
It's a shame, 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 little darling, that you don't want to jump rope with me and play with my aunt.
Hey, I like you my... stay.
Huh?
Shut up.
Oh, wherever you are.
Look at it. One of these days, you're going to look for me, and I'm going to be long gone.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Boogity. Anyway, the Zodiac, the Zodiacs, another little darling. How they ended up on the Soma label, giving the Trashmen a run for their money, I don't know.
Yeah, and killing all of those people in San Francisco. Weird.
Yeah. John, Ron, and George, Half Ton Mama, Roscoe Gordon, you figure it out. Little Sonny and the Corvettes, She's Mine. Screaming Joe Neal opened it up. Rock and Roll Deacon. And, anyway, where are we? Oh, I was looking for the... You got the Javelin story? Or did I take it?
You read it to me from over there, so I think it's within your sphere of influence.
Okay. Portland, Maine, a high school athlete said Monday he reacted on adrenaline when a 10-foot javelin punctured his abdomen, passed through a kidney, and got stuck in his back.
Sport of Kings.
Yeah.
Can we get him down for the joust thing?
Yeah, really. It was just instinct. I pulled it right out, he said, while recuperating in Maine Medical Hospital. The 15-year-old sophomore was injured Friday during a track and field practice when he tried to use the pole to try to stop a discus that another team member rolled in his direction. The point went into the ground. He went into the other end of it and impaled himself. Gee, I can't imagine how that happened. Could you see that in your mind there?
Yeah.
Well,
you can? I can't.
Was with the javelin going backwards going when he impaled himself?
I don't know. But I know.
Let's not struggle with this.
I think what he was a varsity javelin catcher is what he was. Yeah, right.
Well, from the Sport of Kings desk, continuing from the sports desk, a 12-year-old plunged to his death while playing a dangerous game called elevator surfing in the shaft of the Manhattan Housing Project, police said Wednesday.
Does that mean New York is going to be full of elevator surf bands soon? I hope so.
I think I am in an elevator surf band. Edwin Torres died Tuesday night after he jumped from the roof of an elevator and fell four or five floors to the roof of another elevator, said Housing Police Captain John Lyons. At least one other youth was playing the same stupid game.
The game, also known as elevator action or piloting an elevator, involves climbing atop elevator cars either through trapdoors in the roof or by jamming doors open and riding on the roofs. Torres was the 14th person to die playing the game since 1984, said Housing Police spokesman Val Coleman. Well, they're giving it legitimacy by issuing statistics.
So there yes.
Well, I think an athlete for the New York Olympics, right up there with like cab hailing and drunk dodging, you know, mm-hmm. elevator surfing, the New York City Olympics for 1992. What do you say?
I'm there.
I say we play some more records. We got this Fertility Rights of the Jungle set because we get a lot of requests for some of these songs. And
so you have to take your clothes off now.
Yeah, oil yourselves and imagine yourselves in the moonlight.
And we're going to kick it off with the four sounds and Mama You Bangy Bangy.
Bangy.
Bangy. Bangy.
One time.
Juicy. She can't speak English, she won't learn how. The only word she knows is
my heart belongs to Papa. Ooh, mow, mow.
Mama, you bang, you bang. She's got limber, limber lips.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
With a way out here.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
She's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
And corn dog on her toes.
Just 18 years and knows no fear. She's a true long spears and matching ears. If a boy's hold her, she won't object. Cause she's got her teeth wrapped around her neck. She's got gold on her waist, on her finger and feet. Look out! If she says you look good enough to eat, she runs like a deer. She swims like a shark. She walks, she rocks like a brother no was art.
Mama, you bang me, bang. She's got limber, limber lip.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
With a way out here.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
She's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
And corns all on her toes.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
She's built like a shed.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
Hooray in her head.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
She's a Watusi Lucy.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
With the lips so juicy.
That is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock. The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
Well, you just might have some jungle money. No mess around my head, jungle money. Just might have some jungle money. No mess around my head, jungle money. Jungle money, go away. Jungle money, don't you stay. Jungle money, don't you know I love you but need you no more.
The lyrics, it's the beat. I preach into my conversion story, which you can get, how this beat gets them. 400 teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said, not just the words, the beat. The fertility rates of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up.
Before time began, all the real cool cats had a solid plan. When they dug a nervous chick, they all to a man went. Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. You wanna be cool, man? Go ape. Young Mighty Joe swinging through the trees was the king of everything that roosted in the leaves. But when he saw a girl ape a hanging in the breeze, he went. Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. You like to be hip, boy? Go ape. Big dinosaur was a long, tall lizard. He drift through the jungle like a slow blizzard. But when he got a double-taken lady lizard, he'd... Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. You wanna be sharp, cat? Go ape. A terror
pterodactyl was a flying fool. Just a, I thought I'd break in and tell you what a pterodactyl was. Well, it was sort of a stork-looking bat with sharp teeth that cruised around looking for... Say, we haven't changed a bit, have we, cats? A pterodactyl was a flying fool, just a breeze-flapping daddy of the old school. But a mama dactyl could sure make him drool. Ape call, doodly-abba. Ape call, doodly-abba. Ape call, doodly-abba. Don't be a square, Joe. Go ape. Now, old Papa Tiger was the boss of the Nile, just a sport model cat with a solid style. He was old King Cool till the girl tiger smiled. Ape call, doodly-abba. Ape call, doodly-abba. Ape call, doodly-abba. Bezorch daddy-o. Go ape. Adam was the first boy in the land, a big Mellaroony daddy with an iron hand. But when little Eva said,
hi, man.
Ape call, doodly-abba. Ape call, doodly-abba. Ape call, doodly-abba. Don't be a cube rube. Go ape. So remember to ape call today.
Obscenity and vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the nigger.
Back in the States.
Ah, where are we? I'm trying to find my knobs. Hello, Lucille? Are you a lesbian?
Does that have anything to do with fertility rights?
Yeah, something like it. Anyway, so there you go. That was our Our Jungle Beat set, the crew in the Jaguar Hunt. Nervous, Ape Call, the Fabulous Pearls, Jungle Bunny, Kai Ray, I Want Some of That. We open up with the Four Sounds, Mama You Bangy.
Bang, 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 bang.
If we were upstairs, I'd be asleep on the couch by now.
Well, feel free to. Yeah.
Having some fun.
No, I had some of Sally's, killer coffee, so I'm. I got the twitches.
I love it when you sort of keep time with the tips of your boots. I don't know whether that makes it out over the air or not. That sort of that kind of clinkety clockety thing.
There it is.
Sort of what hounds downstairs neighbors hear once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like. You like it when I jump off the chair right on that spot on the floor where I know I can knock his lighting fixture off the ceiling.
Yeah, I like it especially when you don't have your pants on.
Yeah, and my cowboy boots on.
Uh huh.
Well,
and a shirt.
This is the hound. This is
into
WFMU East Orange. Let's talk about ourselves for another half an hour.
Yeah, ourselves. How
you guys
get
any more news?
Nah.
Nobody wants to go to this Robert Johnson thing. Okay.
A whole asteroid. Damn.
Yeah, took the whole asteroid.
Somebody held up a bank with a cucumber.
So, what is our schedule? Next week we're back here doing this, and then for the next 2 weeks we have the marathon, and then. Who knows?
1 week of which I'll be in Canada, which I'm actually kind of grateful for.
Yeah, he did that on purpose.
Mm. Can't say I blame you. Mm. All right, well, let's just...
Everybody else does.
Let's just get right into some more records then, unless we have any more news updates or
well,
what?
I don't know. I got a stolen blood story. Does that sound interesting?
I don't know.
Some trash collectors had the scare of their life when blood started oozing out of the back of their truck after they just finished compacting a load.
I hate when that happens.
They thought it was a guy.
That got their attention, Police Chief Ray Overton said. I imagine they probably thought there was someone in there. Overton said someone had thrown 13 pint-sized bags of blood into the trash that was picked up Friday. The blood was stolen Tuesday from an Oklahoma Blood Institute truck parked at a fast food restaurant. Overton said thieves may have thought the insulated box the blood was in was a cooler full of beer.
Well... It's like going, you know, stealing the sperm bank samples, thinking it's Cremora. All right, let's get back into some more music. Like we got Link Ray.
Cool.
Well, I heard the news. I think it's good rocking tonight. Baby, as tired as I can. Well, I heard the news. I ain't gonna rock it tonight. Hey, rock, rock, hey, rock, rock, hey, rock, hey, rock, hey, rock, all my blues away. Rock away all of my blues, I heard. I never could rock it tonight. Rock away all of my blues.
Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. You remember The Hound? I'm talking about The Hound, the stone cold blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
got long brown hair and eyes so big, a fickle heart, yeah, I built from the start. Please promise me, baby, that we will never ever part. When you walk down the hall,
and remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
When you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up as we enjoy your favorite blues and rhythm records. Well,
now, cat, don't touch that gal there, please. 'Cause you get wasted down to your knees. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I'll do. 'Cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Oh yes, I bought me a blade, one I could afford. Too long to be a knife and too short to be a sword. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I'll do. Hear me talk, 'cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Last night some cat got smart with my niece. Now he has a sign says, rest in peace. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I'll do. Hey. 'Cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Yo, 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 hey! Say what I'll do. Hey! 'Cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. I don't claim to be bad, don't claim to be strong. I just like to keep bad people from doing me wrong. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I'll do. Hear me talk. 'Cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. 'Cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. 'Cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you.
Dick Man, you're on an eco trip.
Mm-hmm.
to a neighborhood bar. A bom 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 a doo 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 doo. An old street light was painting mystical circles on the pavement out in front of the bar. While inside a band was playing magical music to the strains of a blue melancholy guitar. Some dancing and we drank some gin. Neath her angel smile hid a devil's grin. I discovered romance was her stock and trade, and the love was just a careless game that she played. A boom, 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 boom. She told me, honey, I don't want her, your love. My heart's as hollow as an empty glove. All that I can feel for you's a kind of blues, cause you're in love with love from your head to your shoes. A bom 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 bom. Well, an old street light was painting mystical circles on the pavement out in front of the bar. While inside a band was playing magical music to the tune of a blue melancholy guitar. The music started flaring and the lights burned bright. My heart didn't want to spend a wild night. She said, sonny, I can cure your kind of pain. Then the jointly brown disappeared in the rain. A bom 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 bom.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
By any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Bono, 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 bono.
I'm gonna cover you, baby, with a flood of love. I'm gonna cover you, baby, with
Back in the jungle.
Well, I guess that craps it up, eh?
How about it?
Let's go through that lengthy set. Roy Hall, my favorite cum shot metaphor, Flood of Love. The Tonettes, Oh What a Baby, Jackie Cochran, Georgia Lee Brown by request. Wilbert Harrison, Poison Ivy, Benny Joy, Hey High School Baby, also by request. The Midnighters, Open Up Your Back Door. We're having a bit of Link Ray and Good Rockin' tonight. I'd like to thank Gil Brooch.
You're welcome.
Miss Sally.
God knows
Brian
why.
Redman, Eric Azanoff, Roscoe. Laurie S. is up next.
Everybody
with Loudspeaker, WFMU, East Orange. If the good Lord's will and the creek don't rise, we'll be back next week.
I smell water.
Same time, maybe the same station. That's it. Oh. Happy Easter. Happy Passover to all you soul brothers.
This is Lorne Greene reminding you that children sometimes swallow things like
WFMU,
particularly when no one is watching.